taken away for Pete's sake. Get your mind out of the gutter.
It's been making me laugh, it makes me stomach hurt. Yes, it is.
Please rise and join us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Morning, County Board of Supervisors, October 12th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? I have none. I have an agenda. These are department heads, elected officials. Sarah Doty, Moyne County Payroll.
Good morning. Staying busy as normal, nothing new for me to report.
I see people need to get the timesheets or their
payroll
records to you.
I will be gone next Wednesday and I'm leaving Tuesday afternoon, so I will need everything submitted so I can have it done, so everybody can get paid.
But it's optional, if you don't do it, you don't need to get paid.
Well, I mean, if you would like a paycheck, it'd be a good option.
You have a choice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Just staying busy and have a couple of things on the agenda.
Still any courtroom going on?
We're doing a trial setting conference as we speak. I chose to come here rather than do that. Chris is handling that, so we'll have trials next week. How many? We have no idea.
It's hard to miss one of these meetings, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Glad I caught you in a good mood. Colin Gerst, IT.
I just keep busy like always, but nothing to report.
Thanks, Colin. Des Moines County Sheriff, Kevin Bundini.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. Doug's here, so he can cover the jail. And we had that active shooter drill today, so just so nobody's thrown off, we'll have a drill here and we'll make plenty of announcements and hope for a successful and good learning opportunity today. We're working on a new record management system also for the sheriff's office and actually countywide for law enforcement. So here, coming this week, we're going to travel to some other sites that have some of the systems that we're looking at. And Colin and IT are going to be involved, and kind of we're all working together to figure out what the best system is. So as we work towards that, we'll keep the board informed as we figure out what we're going to go with and hopefully move to.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Absolutely.
Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Good morning. We're just busy with getting ready for the city school election. So far, we have 58 absentee ballots that, as soon as our ballots arrive, we will get those mailed out. Absentee voting normally starts 20 days ahead of time, but for the smaller elections, it says whenever the ballots are available, our ballots will be delivered tomorrow. So Thursday, absentee voting in office should be in. I'll send out a news flash to the media, let them know for sure, but we're hoping that that will all get started on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. Had a big weekend this last weekend, had our big Halloween event in the park up there at the campground. We had about 400 people show up, which is great considering we didn't really advertise it very much at all. Great weather, great event. I think a lot of folks really had a lot of fun and looking forward to having it next year. So that was good. I should know the Nature Center is closed. We've gone about a week now without any internet service. Apparently CenturyLink has lost the check that we paid them for last month. Well, I can confirm through our system that the check was written and sent, and they say, well, you haven't paid your bill. I said, yes, we have. And they said, well, we haven't got the check. We're shutting you off. And they shut us off. Been off for about a month, or about a week, I mean. And so we can't get anything done at the Nature Center. I got staff working out at the office right now. So
check been cashed.
Yeah.
Thing lost.
Or lost.
So this,
yeah,
you know,
one of the two.
Keep adding to our internet woes at the Nature Center. But so anyway, until we get that resolved, Nature Center is going to be closed during the day. But otherwise, I got here kind of early. I have a grant hearing to go to, but just kind of keeping on. And parks are busy, weather's pretty nice, and so looking forward to things kind of winding down and us getting into the not so busy. busy season, hopefully sometime in the near future, I guess. So, but the Halloween event was really great, and I got to give credit to the volunteers. I mean, that was largely a volunteer-organized event. You know, we just kind of asked what they needed us to do, and we did it. I got to thank the CERT team for coming out. They helped with parking, because that's kind of a logistical nightmare sometimes. And our camp host up there, she really was kind of the spearhead of all of that. So it's a really cool event, and has now turned into our biggest campground event of the year.
Chris, can I add that I tried to book for next year, and it looks like it's already full.
Oh, yeah. The day of it's gone, yeah. So
book for what?
The campground. Yeah. We've already sold the entire campground out for that weekend next year. So that's the, interestingly, that's the first weekend that completely sells out, because everybody that's there just automatically takes the site for next year. It's crazy. And so we expect next year the numbers are going to be even bigger. So we've already started talking about logistics on how to handle all that. But good event. It's kind of neat if you see that many people out in the park.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Chair Lasher, land use.
We're just keeping busy as normal. I don't have anything, nothing on the agenda today, nothing notable for today.
Thanks, Jared. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We have our region meetings tomorrow, stakeholder meeting in the morning and governing board in the afternoon. So we'll get the normal business done tomorrow. Otherwise, I don't have anything new to report right now.
Thanks, Ken. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just to note, the recorder's office is open. Our window to the main office is broken. It's going to be quite a few weeks for a part. Ronnie's been working on it, but I think it's just so old and trying to find the pieces for it. So we do have the vital records office next door that has two double windows that where we're serving the public. So
Rodney says you need a custom-made spring.
That's what I hear.
We have a plasma cutter. Have some make them down and make new holes.
Yeah. Thank you, Natalie. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Things are moving along. A couple things I want to note. We have a contractor. I suspect the rain in the forecast might push us the next week, but I just want to note that we're going to have a contractor come in and do some crack sealing on Mediapolis Road from Mediapolis down to Highway 99, so east of Mediapolis. It'll be basically a two-day project. They'll have some traffic control. There'll be some one lane. There'll be no closures, but there will be one lane operation during the entire project. So they were hoping to come. It's just kind of one day at a time. It's been moving back because every day they're delayed by rain. It's a day back. So I suspect they'll either start work Friday or Monday, last I heard. But with rain tomorrow and possibly rain Friday, that may move back. So somewhere in the next week or so, there's going to be a crew up there. They should be in and out. It should be 2 days and they'll be done. But we had some center lane cracks we really wanted to get sealed up. And so went forward with that. Pleasant Grove, I mentioned before that paving is going to push back till next year. They are hoping to do some of the grading, but yet again, I think the rain has pushed some of those dynamics back. So hopefully they'll be able to get going, I would guess next week. I would be surprised if they get anything going this week, again, with the forecast they have. And that won't be a closure. There may be some one lane stuff there, but the closure won't be until they do the paving. I don't anticipate that till next spring. And then Flint Bottom, is kind of the same story, different location. They're trying to get the final dirt put in along the curbs, and the seeding contractor needs to come in, and you can't do that in mud. So the locals are all able to get in and out of their properties now. The paving's done, except for I believe they're still waiting on some parts for the intakes. I think the lids, they're still waiting on the lids. So what they're going to do is if they can get the seating done, they'll open the road up and just have cones around the intakes, and they'll finish that under traffic. But originally it's supposed to open this week, but yet again, rain this weekend, rain Monday, rain Wednesday, and possibly rain Friday. You can't be a whole lot of seating and mud, so I would suspect that will probably be next week for that opening now. But like I said, we are, the through traffic's not allowed, but the locals that live along there are getting in and out of their driveways. So so they're not significantly impacted by the, I call it a kind of a short weather delay on that. Otherwise, just out, finally got a dry day today, so the guys are out doing some touch-up late. We'll just see what the rain brings tomorrow.
I'm going to assume that you heard the reports of the brevity last week's meeting without your report.
There were some rumors. I
got picked anywhere to grab a seat.
I chose to ignore most of them. So it's good to see all of you.
I wanted to make sure you knew that. Krista Pogelbimmer, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. We're still doing drive-through clinics out at Southeastern Community College at the fairgrounds. We do those Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays from 8:30 to 4. People can schedule an appointment on the Des Moines County website or on Public Health webpage, as well as we're also accepting people just to drive up, no appointments. We're trying to increase the number of people that come out and get the vaccine. The positivity rate is continuing to go down. We're at 10%, but 88 cases in the last 7 days. So we are seeing that trend downward. So hoping to continue that.
I had a public health question that I said I would refer to somebody that might know. There's places you can get an antibody test to see if you've had the virus. Does that pick up vaccination antibodies as well as, so it, all it does is pick up the
yes.
infection antibodies?
Okay. Only the infection. It won't pick up, if people have had the vaccine, it won't pick that up. It's just, well, it shows, so it would show your antibodies. So if you have the vaccine, it'll show your number of antibodies as well. A lot of people say, you know, does it only show if you've had the infection? No, the antibodies is what it counts. So the serology testing will tell you the amount of antibodies you have in the system. Is that answer the question?
So it would pick up vaccine antibodies?
Yes. It would, yes. Okay. Yes, it will tell you. and what you'll see is the people that have had the infection and then get the injection on top of it, they'll have more antibodies. So we see that count go up significantly.
Okay. Thank you, Krista. Roger, please, for maintenance.
Good morning. Just preparing for the winter months. And as Kevin said, we got the active shooter drill today, so a lot of people's looking forward to that, so.
I bet. Are you looking for victims?
We already got Shane down as well, so.
He's the one getting shot, though, right?
No, but I definitely want to thank
Kevin. I can run Kevin. Faster than Leia, that's all I'm saying. Reporter's going down.
Definitely want to thank Kevin and his staff, emergency management, and ANG for really helping coordinate that whole event. There's really a lot to it, so I can't thank them all enough. So I appreciate their help in putting this all together. So, and the board for letting us shut the courthouse down and do the drill. So thank you all. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. ANG Bond, safety.
Good morning. They covered pretty much everything, so I really don't have anything for you today.
Doug Irvine, Correctional Center.
Good morning. I don't have anything new to report. We have 78 in the jail this morning. Six of those 78 are out of county. We have a couple waiting to go to Oakdale, and probably they should go probably this week. There's four more way to go to the residential facility, but that could be a month or two out. It's random on when those get picked up.
Will they just wait for room?
Yeah. Yep. Other than that, a couple of personnel actions. We're excited about some new hires.
Saw that. Anybody online?
No.
Miss anybody? Okay. Correspondence. I have no correspondence. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have a Pleasant Grove Township resignation. To whom it may concern, I am writing to inform you of my resignation from the position of clerk for the Pleasant Grove Township. I have moved from the area and no longer reside in the township. Sincerely, Joel Nagy.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we have a Pleasant Grove Township appointment. For the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I am requesting your approval to be appointed to complete the remainder of the 4-year term expiring on December 31st, 2022 for Pleasant Grove Township. Melissa Tucker, 19536 180th Street.
Move to approve.
Second.
And let me say, this is the quickest turnaround we've ever had for somebody resigning and finding somebody to replace them. Because it's hard to find people that want these positions.
That's a tougher job than next one.
So they did a little coordinating amongst themselves to get this taken care
good
of.
For them. Well,
and we really appreciate that.
Good. We appreciate both of them. Did we get a motion?
We did.
Okay. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Personnel actions. We have one personnel action for GIS. We have Alex Engel, a GIS technician. A 6-month probation ends. His new rate is $38,000 annually.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have a personnel action for the county attorney's office. Haley Hamilton, a clerk one, a 30-month step increase to $36,871.78. Effective October 15th.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
I got to see you pronounce this next one.
We have a personnel action for the correctional center. We have Elizabeth Grobstitch, a full-time correctional officer, a new hire full-time. New rate is $39,867.37. Move to approve. We've got two for the, I know I said one, but we've got two for the correctional center. We have James Pleasant, a full-time correctional officer, a new hire full-time. New rate is $39,867.37.
Move to approve both actions.
I second that, but I want to see that smile on your face back there.
Yes, exactly. Both of those come recommended from other staff members too. James Pleasant is currently a reserve with the county. So they'll bring us up to full staff. So very excited to get both those two.
Sweet.
That even made the sheriff smile.
In the end, it's his responsibility.
Oh, well, great.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have reports. We have the recorder's report of fees collected September 2021. We have Veterans Affairs monthly report September 2021. The General Assistance monthly report September 2021. The Sheriff's monthly report of September 2021. And the jail statistics for August 2021. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review.
Sheriff's Department spent $3,885.78 on R&B. You're looking for a story.
That's revenue. That's revenue.
Oh, you're charging people.
Yes.
For R&B.
That was rhythm and blues.
How much are you making for
for rock and roll.
People are going to pay when Tom sings.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of October 5th, and we do them both at the same time, the canvas, the election canvas from October 7th, 2021.
Move to approve both of them.
Second.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda item. The auditor mentioned to me we'll need a work session. We've got some changes to the ATV. We had a work session with the recorder and the sheriff and the auditor a few weeks ago. So whenever it's convenient for you guys.
Work session, you're ready for it.
Are you ready for it to go? We pretty much decided on what we needed.
We made the edits that I think we all kind of discussed in that work session. So if the board reviewed it and they're good with it, then I think we're ready for approval.
Okay. Which was put on the agenda for next week.
I'll have to do the public notice.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then we'll do those.
Is there an amendment? Does that require three hearings?
I think so.
We can waive the last two, I'm assuming. Do we have to? Can we do that immediately after we vote the first time, or does that happen? We can't do that before we vote, or do we?
I don't think you can do it before you vote.
Okay.
And I'm not sure you can waive both of them, I think.
We do have to go to the second one?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm thinking you have to do the second one.
Waive the last.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you can waive the third one, so. So I'll have to get that notice sent to the paper, and we'll have to decide what dates we want to do that. So.
Whatever works out.
Okay.
Any other future agenda items? Committee reports. I attended a county safety meeting. We discussed the upcoming active shooter drill, and the county had zero recordable accidents over the last 2 months, so that's always good news. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board, board@dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or that call. And in the meantime, is anybody attendants have any comments or complaints?
I spoke to Dan Wiedermeyer this morning on the phone. He wanted me to say hello to the board on his behalf. So.
Well, I can't say it now, but I think about him every once in a while when I see this.
Yeah.
See this picture up here.
Yeah, he called and wanted to talk about Highway 61, and so he asked me to pass that on to you guys.
Talk to him, give him our regards. Aware, we're going to have a closed session. I don't believe it's going to be very long. And after the closed session, we'll come back. We'll adjourn, so nobody else needs to stick around, except you two. But you're more than welcome to. Then we'll adjourn and we'll have a work session after the meeting.
You leave the longest 2 minutes all week long.
Well, I got to say, Brian wasn't here last week and it was a short meeting, but this was pretty short. And he's here. Good job, Brian.
Good job.
He's out of practice.
That's what vacation chills you out.
AV, you sound like a teacher. Good job, Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's clap for
you
guys. Yay, Brian.
Gold star for me.
Gold star.
Our 2 minutes are up, so we need a motion to go into closed session.
I move that we go into closed session.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We'll go in the adjoining room here.
I make a motion we go out of closed session.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We were discussing the national opioid settlement.
Oh, okay.
So that I didn't realize that it was an opioid problem of any significance in Des Moines County, but apparently I'm wrong. Isn't that what you said?
We are seeing a rising level in opioid abuse. I receive copies of all autopsy reports that come through for Des Moines County. We've seen several come through that are heroin overdoses, more often than not laced with fentanyl. We've had a couple of significant arrests for people in possession of pure fentanyl, which I'm sure you're all aware is pretty deadly. It's actually forced our task force and our local law enforcement to create some protocols for how to handle unknown white powders, which is generally what we see fentanyl in the form of. It used to be pills, but we're actually starting to see it in powder form. So we've changed our protocols for how officers deal with that when they do have to seize it due to the level of danger. But yes, we are seeing a growing problem. Some of it does start with legitimate prescription medications and then just goes from there. So it starts, somebody gets Percocet or hydrocodone prescribed to them for an injury, and after a while, they still think they need that, and the doctor disagrees and is no longer prescribing. Heroin is the next step to take because that gives the same effect as painkiller. So yeah, it's a growing problem.
But don't you have to shoot heroin? Don't you have to use a needle to administer the heroin? They're going
Most
from taking a pill to doing shots?
Most people do, yeah. Yes. But we also have intravenous meth users, so intravenous drug use is not uncommon. We have a lot of people that shoot meth too, so.
I don't think the general public in Des Moines County, you think of opioid abuse as a appellation or something like that. I was truly surprised I knew meth was around, but I did not realize opioid was a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's depressing.
It becoming more serious as time goes on.
How is that, is that one of those drugs where if you even have a tiny bit that you can go to prison for a really long time?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Our legislature currently has enhanced penalties for possession with intent to deliver or manufacturing over 5 grams of methamphetamine.
I'm
sure you're aware of that. B felony, there's
right.
a mandatory minimum that has to be served.
Right.
Fentanyl and heroin are still, and cocaine are still regarded as, no matter how much you have, well, I can't say that. The amounts are so significant to
right.
get you. The amounts that we would ordinarily see is just a C felony, no mandatory minimums. I would like to see the legislature start looking at opioids, particularly fentanyl and heroin, a little more seriously. I understand a lot of those statutes with regard to methamphetamine were from the late 90s when that was the
right.
drug. And not to say that it's still not the drug. We see more of it than we do anything else in Des Moines County, but we are seeing a rising level of opioids. Cocaine is just one of those we very rarely see and we just don't. Very often, unless there's for some reasons a clog in the supply chain for methamphetamine, and then we'll see more cocaine. But otherwise, as long as the flow of methamphetamine is fairly consistent, we don't see a lot of cocaine. because meth is cheaper than cocaine. But we are seeing a rising level of heroin, and again, particularly of concern is that it's laced with fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, with an I, we're adjourned.
All right. Boy, this sobered me right up.
Woo! We're adjourned. We'll have a work session. The board usually gets 5 minutes to take a break. We'll be back.